what this ball represents and what this hole represents are the first four games of the season. Four games worth. All right? Goes in the hole, and I'm going to put the first piece of dirt on it. Okay? Anybody else that wants to put any dirt on it, you help yourself, and if you don't feel like you need to do anything like that, okay, I'm fine with that. But here's your shovel, here's your tool, and those four games are over with, and we're about ready to go to work here. Okay? Everybody understand that?
The symbolism apparent there with the bearing of the football. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa rejoined by the coach of the Raiders, Tony Sperano. So tell me where the idea came from to literally bury the football.
Honestly, you're always looking for a way to kind of make your team understand that, you know, the past is the past and we need to get things behind us, and this was the appropriate time to do that.
And the players loved it. Everybody I talked to bought into it, so hopefully you can bury the 0-4 start.
Yeah.
A lot of changes around here with the practice schedule. You're going later on Wednesday, installation day, moving players' spots in the locker room around. Tony, tell me about the changes you've enacted here.
One of the things that I wanted to do immediately was say, okay, well, let's put a different spin on this and put my own stamp on it. We changed some people around in the locker room, got them different roommates, if you will, okay, in the locker room, stimulate different conversations that way, get a chance to know somebody a little bit better, maybe that you don't know. From a practice standpoint, everything was about taking a look at how we can be faster, more efficient, but yet save the players a little bit for game day on Sunday.
You did a lot of research during the bye week,
right?
And you came back, and I love the stat about the last 5 years, the amount of games the Raiders were close in, Oakland beating Oakland.
Right.
What did you focus in on and why the Raiders have not won the last 5 years?
You know, honestly, when I went back, and again, I've only been here for a short period of time, but, you know, I just sensed this trend of really close football games. I know I've been in some of them against the Raiders, you know, in one-score games. And one more third down conversion, one more first down at times, two more minutes of time of possession in a ball game can be the deciding factor in a game.
People outside of this building, question, do the Raiders have the talent to win? Based on what you're telling me, yes, they do have the talent. It can be the small thing in a football game. So my question to you is, do you have the talent on these 53 guys on this roster to win football games?
Yeah, no question about it. And, again, I know that, out there, it'll be, well, that's what he's supposed to say. But that's not the way I'm built. You know, the way I'm built is to say the truth, and I believe that that's the case. You know, here, there's no question about that. You know, I've been in some situations like this before, where you're taking over, in whatever, okay, taking over a 1-15 team, okay, or going into a 3-13 team, when we went into Dallas with Bill Parcells, that type of scenario. So I've been in some of those situations before, and this team's talent, okay, is different than even in those places.
You got a long way to go.
Yeah.
12 football games to go, all six within the AFC West, and on Sunday you get the team in first place.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think they're the best team, not just in this conference, Tony, but maybe in football. They beat the Seattle Seahawks. So tell me about the challenge up against the 4-1 Chargers on Sunday.
Well, it's a heck of a challenge, no question about it. I would argue with anybody right now that thinks that there's another team playing better in the league at this point in time than they are. And it starts with the quarterback. I mean, it starts with Phillip Rivers, obviously. He kind of drives that machine down there, and he is playing outstanding. I mean, his numbers are staggering right now. And then defensively, they're flying around, with Freeney and Corey Legit. Two safeties are outstanding players, Weddle, Gilchrist. So, they're a well-built team, and they're playing with a lot of passion right now, a lot of enthusiasm, and they believe in what they're doing. And it's going to be a heck of a challenge, but we're looking forward to it.
When they get in the red zone, you kind of know they're going to 85.
Right.
But how do you stop it?
You know, honestly, it's a heck of a challenge, because when you have one of those weapons, I liken it. I had a player like Jason Witten in Dallas, and I look at that kind of matchup problem. It becomes a matchup problem, and Antonio's been that way, since he's come into the league. I think one of the things that we got to do, obviously, we always have to know where he is, because they'll move him around and they'll put him in different spots there, particularly in the red zone. So that's something we have to pay a lot of attention to. And then, you can't give them the easy release. You can't do those type of things. We have to challenge a football out there when it's in the air with him, and you got to challenge him a little bit.
And you got to change the coverages to be sure.
No question.
When you do play man, you do have an aging veteran on your roster. Charles is going to join us in the next segment. We have a little surprise for Charles. But you and Charles share the same birthday this past Tuesday.
Yeah, we did. So, as I said to Charles, I mean, I got a whole lot older than he did on October 7th. But, you know, we do share the same birthday. So, you know, but I like to drink from the same fountain he's drinking from. So.
Yeah, he's still playing strong today.
Sure is.
The Super Bowl champion. Tony, good luck on Sunday. It's your first game of the head coach of the
Thanks,
Rams.
I appreciate that.
And we do have a surprise for old man Charles Woodson. That's coming up next when Charles joins us on the Silver and Black Show. We're going to have a 39th and a 40th and a 41. How many more years do you want to play, Charles?
How many years do I want to play? Yeah. I mean, I don't ever want to stop playing. Yeah. I mean, I love the game, you know. But, I mean, if come this time, you know, next season I'm still feeling this way, then I'll still be playing.